We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. Our devotional this time is about when plans get disrupted. There was a lady whose plans to become a speech therapist ended when an internship revealed the job was too emotionally challenging for her. Then she was given the opportunity to write for a magazine. She had never seen herself as an author, but years later she found herself advocating for needy families through her writing. She said, "Looking back, I can see why God changed my plans." She went on to say, "He had a bigger plan for me." Well, the Bible has many stories of disrupted plans. In Acts chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, on his second missionary journey, Paul had sought to bring the gospel into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus stopped him. Now, this must have seemed mystifying. Why was Jesus disrupting plans that were in line with a God-given mission? The answer came in a dream one night. Macedonia needed him even more. There, Paul would plant the first church in Europe. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, Solomon also observed, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." It is sensible to make plans. A well-known adage goes, "Fail to plan, and you plan to fail." But God may disrupt our plans with His own. Our challenge is to listen and obey, knowing we can trust God. If we submit to His will through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will find ourselves fitting into His purpose for our lives. As we continue to make plans, we can add a new twist. Plan to listen, listen to God's plan. So how can you submit your plans to God today? How can you listen to His plans? God is an all-knowing God, and through Jesus, He gives us the faith to listen to Him. When our plans are disrupted, we know that God has a greater purpose for our lives. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.